Right. Well, first of all, I'd like to hear about how your family came to El Paso.
Okay, I'm a first-generation American, and my brother and I. My brother is deceased now, but he died about 8 or 9 years ago. And I'm 77 years old, and he was a year and a half younger than I was. Mm-hmm. And my father came from Canada, and my mother came from Ireland. Now, that's a hell of a combination to arrive here in El Paso, but my dad and his brother, he had several brothers in the family, but the brother closest to him migrated to the New England area. They grew up in the Quebec area. Mm-hmm. And they migrated to the New England area, and getting away, I think my dad was like 14 years old and his brother was 16 years old, something like that. And they went to the New England area and got interested in horses. My dad was a little guy, and his brother was larger, and so they became a team. Got race horses, and my dad was the jockey, and the older brother was the trainer. And Juarez was on the racing circuit in those early days, just like it is today. And so they were on the racing circuit. And my dad never told me this, but my uncle told me they went broke here in El Paso, and that's why they stayed here. So that's why my dad was here. And he became a steam fitter or a pipe fitter, which is a glorified plumber. And my uncle migrated on, his brother migrated on to Houston and lived in the Houston area. My mother and her family were born in Ireland, so I have two foreign relations with my parents. And the Ireland was in the World War I at that time, and my aunt really never. My mother died when I was 8 years old, so I don't have too good a recollection of her. But my aunt lived until about 10 years ago. And learned more from her than I did from anybody about that side of the family. And she said that they had three brothers and three sisters, or three brothers and four sisters, and the three brothers had moved to, had gone to Mexico. Now, whether they were avoiding the draft to go in World War I, or whether they were going there for money, she never really told me that, but I assume it was probably a combination of both of those things. And while they were in Mexico, the three girls, three daughters or sisters, followed them. One daughter stayed in Ireland to take care of the family, the parents, but the three daughters migrated following the three brothers. And while they were in Mexico, one of the brothers was shot. Periodically, they were having revolutions, and the brothers worked on the railroad, and somehow or the other, he was shot, not as a participant in the revolution, but he was a victim of it. And as a result of that, they got scared and left Mexico and came to El Paso. And so that's why my mother came to El Paso, and my dad had gone broke here. So that's the beginning of our family here in El Paso. I had one brother, and he's deceased now, and that's all. And both parents are dead.
Your mother's family, what part of Ireland did they come from?
Cork County. And I have never been to Ireland, but I have been all over Europe, but never have I've been to Ireland. And we've been to Canada too, my wife and I. And some guy, we have thousands of relatives up there. They have very big families.
That must be fun to visit.
Most of them don't speak English.
Do you speak French?
No.